بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You tuned in to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahey, on Radio Islam International. This morning we're talking about spreading kindness. Now when it comes to kindness, any act of good that we do for anybody or an animal or towards nature, purely for the pleasure of Allah, the rewards are so great. And during the month of Ramadan, the rewards are even greater. During the month of Ramadan, many of us would like to capitalize on the rewards. So many of us indulge in many, many acts of kindness towards our fellow Muslims and towards anybody that we come across. And may Allah accept everybody's efforts. But often we need this reminder, and like I always say, it's a reminder for myself first, that inshallah, after Ramadan, may Allah grant us the strength and the ability to continue spreading this kindness. My guest this morning is Maulana Muhammad Iqbal Adam, who's now who's always been a guest often on Radio Islam International on Youth Talk. And we always learn so much from him. Welcome to Youth Talk again, Maulana Adam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To all the listeners of Radio Islam.
I'm sorry, I can't seem to hear you very well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to all the listeners of Radio Islam. And may Allah accept our fast in this great month of Ramadan, inshallah.
Ameen, summa ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Maulana, in your opinion, what is kindness?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You rightfully described kindness in the beginning of your topic today. Kindness refers to the fact that where we show empathy, where we show love, not to every person on this earth, no matter what color they are, what creed they are, what religion they are, you show kindness and empathy to every person, even extending to the animals and to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kindness in various definitions would refer to the fact of spreading, in a nutshell, spreading love and spreading goodness on this earth to every creation that's living on this earth. Another definition, Abba, it says that kindness is something where the blind must be able to see it and the deaf must be able to hear it. That's the level of kindness that needs to be spread on this earth where we live in.
Alhamdulillah, that feeling of warmth and a feeling of goodness and a feeling of I matter, that is just the most beautiful feeling, alhamdulillah. Mulana, you know, obviously in the Quran teaches us so much about being kind. I mean, being kind is part of being character building. It's part of who we are as human beings. It's part of humanity. If you can please share with us some verses of Quran or some examples from Quran of what Quran teaches us about kindness overall.
There's various verses up in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of kindness, of compassion, of love. I felt today I want to share something different to the listeners. And what I want to share today is Surah Al-Adiyah, in the 30th chapter, the Surah Al-Adiyah, which we all read every day, Wal-Adiyati Dabha. In a nutshell, this beautiful surah explains about the horses that dedicate their time, their life, and every part of their body to their owner. They even prepare to die in jihad, in a battlefield, to give their life for their owner. Why? Why did Allah share this with us? Because the master gives grass, gives water, and shows kindness to this horse. And this horse gives its life to the master. And that's why what's very important to understand is, after describing this, Allah Ta'ala says, Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. That verily man is ungrateful to his creator. That means that Allah wants us to be kind. Allah shows us kindness. And we need to pay back kindness by showing kindness, as how this horse shows kindness to his master. That's the reason why Allah revealed the Surah Al-Adiyah, for us to learn and get some lessons from the master and the horse. So there are various verses, Abba, but I found this very profound for our listeners today, for the young ones today, just to take this example and understand that we are created on this earth. Allah wants us to show kindness, wants us to show love. There's a numerous verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of showing kindness towards one's parents, showing love towards one's parents. But this verse makes us understand why. Because our creator, our sustainer, shows kindness. And he wants us to show kindness and love.
SubhanAllah, this is a beautiful, beautiful narration, Malana, and such so much lessons to be taken from that verse. Well, obviously, when it comes to kindness, all the Nabi's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, spread kindness. And when we talk about Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's always been so many examples of how Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown kindness to everyone. If you could just maybe share some examples with us, especially when it comes to kindness towards children, kindness towards animals, kindness towards the elderly, any examples that can come through that you would like to share with us? It's a reminder to our listeners.
You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a profound leader, was a profound, his character was just absolute phenomenal. And one of the key aspects in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was total kindness and love. That people that came into his company, that came into Masjid An-Nabawi, they picked up this energy of love, this energy of kindness that he spread. I'm going to share three examples with you, Abba. And I found this might be beneficial to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
When the King Negus passed away in Abyssinia, who allowed the Muslims' place to come to Abyssinia, and he allowed the Sahabas to stay in Abyssinia, the Christian leader, and he embraced Islam, and when he passed away, Nabi Sallallahu made a special prayer in Masjid An-Nabawi for him, and he made dua for him, and he told the Sahabas, I pray that Allah Ta'ala grants him Jannah because he showed kindness to the Muslims. He always, whenever people showed kindness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always acknowledged them. He always acknowledged kindness was the key aspect. One day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking and a Sahabi came, a Bedouin, and he pulled the shawl of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat Umar was very annoyed. How can this person do this? And Nabi Sallam turned around and looked at this person and said, what can I do for you? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I need some money, I need some food. And Nabi Sallam fulfilled his need and did not even talk to him about the scar that is on the neck of Nabi Sallam. He never spoke of that. He immediately showed utter kindness. Therefore, you study that many people that came in the life, in the presence of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they always said, we haven't found a better teacher than Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that showed kindness, that showed love, and that showed compassion to every person. And lastly, Papa, you asked me to share an example of how did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam share kindness and love to the creation of Allah. And this is a very beautiful example that I can share with you. It comes in Ibn Majah, Rahmatul Ali, makes mention of this. There was a camel that came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it kind of complaint to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam understood the complaint of the camel. And he went to the owner and he said to the owner, "Do you want to set this camel free?" And the owner said, "No, if you pay me something, I'll set it free." And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raised some money and he freed this camel. This camel came back and this camel made three loud sounds. On every sound, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ameen."
Thank you.
So the camel came.
And it came.
Well, after that, the Sahabas inquired, "Ya Rasulullah, what happened?" And he said, "This camel, first of all, came to complain to me. It heard its master going to slaughter it if it doesn't get a buyer. So the camel asked me to help it. I freed it. But when the camel came back, it made three duas. The one, he said, 'Ya Rasulullah, it's how you assisted me. May Allah show kindness and compassion to your ummah on the day of Qiyamah.'"
Ameen.
The second dua, the camel made. He said, "Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah, it's how you have fed me and freed me. May Allah keep free your ummah from poverty till the day of Qiyamah." And the third dua this camel made, that "May Allah unite your ummah." And yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became emotional because this dua also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been continuously making for the unity of this ummah. So this is the example of how he showed compassion to the creation of Allah, the camel.
Inshallah. That's such amazing examples and praying to Allah that Allah grant us hidayah. Follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Malana, when we talk about kindness and we think first, you know, the importance of being kind to our parents, if you can please discuss this with us, the importance of being kind to our parents, that is a reminder to ourselves and to the youth.
I think the young generation of today, the young boys, the young girls, it's very important that they need to understand that our beloved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced kindness, embraced love to the old, to the elderly, and encouraged love and kindness towards one's parents. And that's why it's so important that we understand what the Quran says. We have quoted many examples, quoted on what the Quran says about the respect of parents. But let me just share one beautiful dua that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana sighara. O Allah, have mercy upon them as how they had mercy upon me when they were small. This is a dua that Allah taught us as children to make for our parents, that kindness, that love, at that old age. We making dua for them, that Ya Allah, show love and kindness to them, show compassion to them, as how they showed compassion to me when I was a small boy, when they showed love to me. There's numerous examples when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as a father, as a son, as a daughter, to show utter respect to our parents, to show kindness and compassion to them. And unfortunately, this is not happening with the youth today. We expect our parents to bring us a glass of water, to make breakfast for us, to feed us. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, and I think this is very important for the youth to understand, you will never repay our parents, even if you have to. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, if I have to put my mother on my shoulder and take her around or Umrah or Tawaf around the Kaaba on my shoulder, her weight. I cannot repay what she has done for me in my life.
Definitely. Lana, inshallah, after the break, we'll talk about some more examples and we'll talk about other acts of kindness that our youth can get engaged in Easter time now in Ramadan, and acts of kindness that they can continue to do after Ramadan. Inshallah, we will continue after the end. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You're back on to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahim. And this morning, we're talking about the spreading of kindness with my guest, Maulana Muhammad Iqbal Adam. Just before the ad break, we spoke about the importance of being kind to our parents. And inshallah, Maulana, you're going to give us some more examples about that, inshallah.
So yes, about, we shared some examples of where the youth can show kindness to their parents. And I'll just share two with the youth today. It's simple examples that were shared to us from the Bisausnam. One is, smile to your parents. When your mother gives you a smile and she smiles back to you, there's immense reward in that. How many of us make our parents smile? How many parents are really smiling when they see the children? There's so many examples where parents are crying, they're grieving in their heart with pain of what the children are causing them. As youngsters, wake up in the morning and give your mother a kiss on the forehead, a father, your father also, Shreen. It's not the fathers will phone and say, we're not speaking of them, Papa.
Yes, exactly. Yes. They are very hands-on fathers. Yes. And yes. Fathers do yes. A lot for their children.
No, fathers. Really. The fathers also. Let us wake up in the morning and make our mother and father smile. That is an immense reward from Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallam has elaborated that. The second advice to the youth, how you can show kindness to your parents, is doing simple things at home. Just making them a cup of tea. Now iftar, Appa. Go to the kitchen. Help your mother to prepare the iftar. Fry the samosas. Do something. Help them. And don't demand and expect it to happen because it's their duty to provide for you. No. Be part and parcel of with them and see the duas that they make for you. And lastly, Appa, the last thing that we can do as children, every day, smile with them, show kindness to them, assist them, and ask them to make dua for you.
Yeah.
The duas of a mother, Allah Ta'ala accepts immediately. So as youth, as youngsters, you want success, you want to grow, you want to be a successful person. If you got your parents alive, ask them to make dua for you.
Inshallah. Inshallah. May Allah accept the dua of their parents. Inshallah. 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 And showing kindness to the elderly, to our neighbors, and the community at large earns one great reward. And especially now during Ramadan, the reward is even greater. How can this bring barakah in one's life?
Appa, if you study the teachings of Nabi Sallam, Nabi Sallam went to the extent of showing kindness to the elderly. He went to the extent of showing kindness to his neighbors. He went to the extent of embracing and showing that this is what Islam has taught. Just to the extent that the Sahabas, companions of Nabi Sallam, they went to this level of even going out there as Amir al-Mu'mineen, as Abu Bakr al-Talan, is to go and clean the toilet for an elderly woman, which he didn't even know that it was Hazrat Abu Bakr. Only one night she spotted and she cried with emotion. She became emotional. She said, yeah, I never knew that my toilets are actually being cleaned by none other than Hazrat Abu Bakr. These were the companions that were taught of how to take care of our elderly people. Of neighbors. But unfortunately, as parents, we are teaching our children the life of Trinity. Me, myself, and I. We don't even know our neighbors. where we live in lands, you don't even know who's your neighbor. If you do know, you might just see him coming out of the car and greeting you, and that's it. We don't share. We don't go out there, teach our children. You know, Appa, when we were growing up, there was this atmosphere where our parents used to give us samosas and plates. I know most of the parents that are listening, the old ones, will
remember. Yeah.
Yes, we used to take around samosa from one neighbor to the other, and the other neighbor will send with their children samosas. It will carry on happening every day, iftar time, Appa. This was a tradition which is now gone. It's no more there.
Yeah, I just remember fun memories from growing up.
Yes, but obviously we say due to safety, but then we got cars. We can travel with cars from neighbor to neighbor and let your child run in the house and give the plate of samosa. Just to create this tradition of love, let your child see how we must spread kindness to our neighbors. And that is how we grow up, Papa, that our parents made us understand how important kindness is to our neighbors, to old people, to elderly people. So it's very important, Appa, to share kindness to the elderly, to our neighbors. Very important.
And even like just assisting with the neighbors, like now we know to see that maybe a particular neighbor, maybe something needs to be fixed in their yard and there's a teenager who's very handy, we could go in and assist. Or even if you've seen somebody coming back from shopping and they have a whole lot of parcels and just willing to assist them to just carry it inside the house. Those are all acts of kindness. Just simple things that we can do. Like now during Ramadan, you know, Inshallah Malana, you can share some wine here where our youth are involved in charity organizations, some of them, and they're helping with fundraising to assist various organizations. Or even just going through their cupboards and finding, you know, gently worn kurtas and gently worn clothing and giving it out to those less fortunate and those in need. These are just some examples. Malana, you can share some more.
Yes, Abba, like coming back to the neighbors, I just want to share with the listeners and then I'll come to this question what Abba is asking, where the youth can get involved. Just the our neighbors, you know, in the locations, Abba, where we work, they have very poor lifestyles. And you will find that the neighbors, they share. If there's no tomatoes, if this neighbor don't have tomatoes, she goes to her neighbor and says, can I get a tomato? I want to cook quickly. You know, they have this love, this ubuntu. And if something happens by one neighbor, the whole community is there, you know. And in the state of that poverty or hunger, they will be able to share and they show love. We have everything, yet we can't show kindness. We can't show love. We can't show compassion. It's something that we need to train our youngsters. Yes, Abba, it's very important that our youngsters, not from Ramadan, look at the iftar hampers that have been given out. I think there's various organizations doing hampers, various masjids. They go out, give out these hampers to the poor, feel how the poor are living, and after Ramadan, get involved in small projects. As rightfully, Abba, if your neighbor's fence is broken, old lady, as youngsters, go out there and help them. If there's a pothole on the road, Abba, go out there and fix it. You know? This is what Islam encourages. It encourages us to play an important role in your community. And this is a means of dawah in itself. So youth out there, it's very important, it's encouraging to see that the youth out there get involved helping the poor. Alhamdulillah, there are different youth out there collecting blankets and giving it out to the privileged. I've seen that it's happening in various organizations. The youth are active involved with this. It's very, very heartwarming to see this. As parents, encourage your youngsters to go out there and assess and be and see what the poor are going through. Go out there and give out hampers and see what they're going out there. Encourage your youth, Appa. There's people that are begging on the road. Go out there, buy some bread, give it to them. Be part and parcel. Engage yourself allow your youth and your youngsters, your young girls and boys, to be part of this bigger project in life that will make them understand life better, that they will show more empathy and more love towards the underprivileged.
Inshallah, Ameen, and also show gratitude even for themselves. They will be grateful for all the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with, inshallah.
A research has been proven, Appa, a community, people that give out, that go out and show kindness to people, no matter who it is, you just go and give a smile to a poor man or you give him a bread. They have found that those people do not suffer from depression, because when you give, your brain enhances positive energy, which helps you to be a happier person. People that assist people are always happy. They always find contentment and they always find joy within themselves. Allah has made that happen naturally, Appa.
Subhanallah. Namalana, we spoke about kindness not only towards people, but also kindness towards animals. And you gave such a beautiful example of the surah wal ariyat. And, you know, if you can share another example of kindness to animals, kindness to seeing maybe an injured bird and helping, giving water to to a dog outside or something, you know, because often also the creation of Allah is not just human beings. Even looking after nature is kindness.
The hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has always elaborated, and he always taught the Sahabas that always show kindness to the creation of Allah. To the extent, Appa, even plants are the creation of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can you believe it, elaborated this to the Sahabas, that do not break a plant wrongly, because it's making the zikr of Allah. Show kindness to a plant also. So yes, animals, Appa, there is an example in the hadith, in different traditions, where this lady was committing haram every time of her life. And one day she passed a well and she found a dog that's thirsty. And she took her shoe and she gave this dog water. And this dog drank this water, and that was it, Appa. And after many years, when she passed away, Allah Ta'ala made her enter into Jannah because of this kindness.
Okay.
It could be that the dog made dua for her. It could be that Allah Ta'ala loved that kindness that she showed to the creation, and because of that, Allah Ta'ala put her into Jannah. So there's various examples where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shared with us where we need to show kindness to animals. And that animal can make dua for you. And might be, it can be a means for us to enter into Jannah. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Appa, that do not undermine any good deed on this earth, even if it means giving a date to someone. Don't undermine any action, even if it's just looking after the creation of Allah. If you show mercy to the creation of Allah, Allah will show mercy unto you. That's the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Well, and also we talk about kindness. It is also a reminder that showing kindness to orphans and the importance of showing kindness to orphans. If you can talk to us about that before we round off the show, inshallah.
In the Quran, Abba Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَأَمَّ الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. As for the orphan, do not turn him away. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have said that when an orphan, when you put your hand on the orphan, Allah Ta'ala gets very close to this person. This is a means for us to enter into Jannah. Yes, if this orphan is sent us up, our youth should get involved. Go out there. Go and touch the youngsters. Put your hands on their head and make them smile and make their day, that when they make dua for you, Allah Ta'ala can make that the means of Jannah. Appa, just share one example on this, on the orphans. This is just a narration from Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali. Do I have time to share it, Appa? Okay. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, one day there was a drunkard that lived nearby him, a person that was intoxicated 24/7 most of the time, and he was on his dying bed, and he made a request that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh must perform his janazah, and obviously Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh turned it down because he thought that okay, this man was an alcoholic, whatever his reasons were, he did not perform his janazah salah. This man came in a dream of Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and he said to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh that if Jannah was in your hands, I wouldn't have been in Jannah, but now I'm in Jannah. And then Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh woke up and went to his wife and asked his wife, what good deed did this man do? And she said he was drunk most of the time, but on Fridays he never drank. The money that he used to spend on alcohol is to feed the orphans. And because of that good deed, Allah Ta'ala put him in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So yes, orphans are very important, Appa. We don't understand the value in our lives.
Alana, how can children be so kind from a young age? Quickly, if you can just share this with us.
How can they be taught, Appa?
Kindness from a young age.
Apart two important aspects. As parents, we should set an example to smile to strangers, to people, whoever you see. We should be the example of sharing a smile and also making salam to people. We don't do this. We walk as if we are, I always say, emotionally constipated. We don't smile. We walk in malls, if no one wants to greet one another, then how do we expect children to show kindness to one another? It's not going to happen. We need to set this example. The next advice I give to parents, for your small kids, let them have a cookie jar. Let them put money inside. Whatever they did good, reward them for it. On Saturday, let them count how much they got. If they have 50 rand, tell them, they must buy bread and give it to a poor man on the road. This is the way you encouraging your child to show kindness. When he grows up, he's going to show kindness and love to the creation of Allah.
Allah, inshallah, ameen. What advice can you give to parents, Malana? In our closing statement, what would you like to say to parents regarding kindness and spreading kindness?
I think as alhamdulillah, We are doing great work, and I'm very positive in our country. All the parents, alhamdulillah, we are doing great work, phenomenal work, very supportive in different organizations. I think what my advice to the parents is, let us teach our children to show love to rich, to poor, to every person, no matter who. And you as parents set the example. Whether the person got a car where the exhaust is coming out or whether he's got a Ferrari, you go out there and you go greet those parents and you show those parents that money doesn't matter. Kindness is to every creation of Allah. And when your child sees this, inshallah, they will bring this into their life.
Inshallah, ameen. And for the youth to show kindness to each other, like at schools and in maktabs, if there's bullying, stand up for your friends, speak the truth, do acts of kindness, help somebody that is crying, ask them what is the matter, make somebody smile. Just bringing a smile to somebody's face is an act of kindness that will earn one will also lots of rewards, inshallah.
Definitely, I agree with you.
Anything you'd like to say to our youth?
To the youth out there, we live in a beautiful country, absolutely wonderful country. There are negatives, but they're mostly positives and positive. So we live in a beautiful country. The youth out there, there's so many opportunities for you to get involved in different organizations and go out there and reach out and show what is our deen and what is our Islam all about. Go out there and touch the hearts of many people. The youth in your community, if you see someone sick, go out there and go and show assistance and help.
And even if it's not in an organization, it could be in your own home, it could be in your family, it could be in your neighborhood.
in your own home, within your own family, within your own your neighbor, you see a problem, get together and assist. Show a good example. And this will make our deen a beautiful religion.
Inshallah, amin. And create a ripple effect. Lana Adam, always a pleasure speaking to you on your talk. Always so much to learn from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance for the outstanding work you do in educating and empowering our youth. And to our beloved listeners, we ask you to please remember us in your du'as. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your du'as. On behalf of myself and my sound engineer, Hafiz, and I have to wish you people a good week ahead. And please, please remember all of us in your du'as, inshallah. On myself, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.